Money Talks, brought to you by Chase Financial Options.
He's back, our own Martin Lewis money expert. We've got Paul Chase from Chase Wealth with us again. Do you know, I mentioned that name, Paul, for good reason, because Martin Lewis did a programme recently, as he does quite regularly, about financial planning, financial health, and he was talking about all of these different credit cards that you should be looking at, all of these different interest rates, talking about changing things up so that you can save money, you can make money. And a few of these I tried and I kept getting told, denied, you're on the Isle of Man. Why don't they love us, Paul?
I think they do love us, Christy. But I think the problem with it is the fact that they don't see us as UK residents anymore.
Okay.
And that really is the problem. It is quite an opaque and confusing position for us on the Isle of Man, but I'm afraid it's one that we have to sort of navigate through the best we can.
And we've seen quite a few providers actually pulling out over the years, haven't we?
Yes, well, absolutely fluctuating backwards and forwards, but certainly on the whole, over the last maybe year or so, actually pulling out from the island. And we're certainly talking about credit card providers there. We are now very, very limited in who we can actually apply for a credit card as an Isle of Man resident.
And actually, this is something that even the government have been aware of, isn't it?
Yeah, and the government have actually taken steps. We heard earlier in the year that one of the major supermarkets on the island who have a credit card, and I believe the number is something like 1,200 people on the Isle of Man hold one of these credit cards, were actually going to pull out of the island in May. There's been a stay of execution, and that's now being held over to November to, and I quote, to give customers the opportunity to provide to find alternatives, but unfortunately there aren't very many alternatives.
No, but you can still get cards. It's just that you don't have the full range of options.
That's right. You can still get cards. There are certainly two providers, having done my research, that are 100% have guaranteed that you can. Absolutely.
All of two.
There are other methods. People get them by accident. I know that sounds slightly crazy, but actually we do hear, certainly through clients that come in, people have actually just applied online and received a card through the post. Whereas actually, if you follow the official position of those companies, they say no, you can't actually have a card if you're an Isle of Man resident. We ring them up on the telephone, they say no, we apply through the or we put our details into the online applications, and the postcode gets thrown out. So we're not sure sometimes how people are achieving to get these cards, but they seem to be doing so. But we do have two as Isle of Man residents that we can access.
Well, because there are only two, I think you should tell us what they are.
Okay, well, HSBC have stated that they will offer, and they are open, if you look at their website, they says they're open for people to come and apply for credit cards. And the other one is the American Express cards, which have always been available anyway. So they fundamentally don't work on a credit card basis, but they do have some credit facilities as well. So those are the two that we have found through our research this week to state that, yes, we're confident that they are offering this facility.
So maybe a good recommendation would be, if you already have a credit card from another provider, hold on to it.
Very much so. That's really the thing. Apart from the supermarket aforementioned, which is actually looking to withdraw cards, and I think this, as I say, follows on from various different reasons, which we can go on to in a second to discuss why this has actually happened. But the key thing really is, if you already have a card and perhaps you're not using it, or you use it very sparsely, my recommendation would be, if you want to keep hold of that, use it at least once every now and again. Maybe just put a weekly shop on it, pay it off at the next payday. Don't build up the credit card. We're certainly not advocating that, but utilise the card. Make sure you've used it so that the company doesn't then think, they're not using it, we'll take that away from them.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to tell us then why this is happening. Why are people pulling out?
Various reasons. Some people put it down to the Consumer Credit Act, some changes back in 2015, and that's really when we start seeing things actually happen in terms of companies not offering credit, some credit facilities to Isle of Man residents. We had Brexit, and Brexit, I'm afraid, meant that the UK banks were then looking very suspiciously at anybody that's not UK address, UK resident, because they're not allowed to offer services to European citizens anymore. And then we have things like the fact that the Isle of Man literally is a small jurisdiction, and it's a commercial judgment for the bank whether they actually want to be involved in that, because of course if someone defaulted on a debt, they would have to pursue them through the Isle of Man courts, and does a UK lender really want to go to that length for what is essentially quite a small jurisdiction?
Chase Financial Options, celebrating 25 years of providing advice on mortgages, protection, investments, pension and cash flow planning to island residents. Money Talks on 1 to 3.